You don't need me to tell you that the winter weather in Utah has been rather lackluster this year. While our mountain peaks are still white, any snow we have seen in the valleys has all but melted off. According to Dr. Simon Wong, assistant director of the Utah Climate Center, this is due to how weather patterns coming from the Pacific Ocean have changed.
In Utah, you usually have those smaller waves coming through during winter and spring. They brought, you know, fresh snow to us. That is why we have this powder-like snow. But sometimes the weather pattern becomes highly amplified so that you have a wave pattern coming from the Pacific, and it's huge.
What Dr. Wong is referring to is the jet stream that comes from the Pacific Ocean that moves west to east across the U.S. and directly affects what our weather looks like. Earlier in January, NASA and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration released a study that found 2014 to be the hottest year globally since record-keeping began in the late 1800s. In the U.S., states from the west coast to just east of the Rocky Mountains experienced warmer years than average, with California, Arizona, and Nevada setting records for the hottest ever. However, most states from the east coast west to the Rockies experienced quite the opposite. Dr. Wong says this is directly related to how the nature of that jet stream from the Pacific Ocean has changed.
So in 2013 and 2014, that pattern has amplified, meaning that when we have the jet stream, high wind speed coming from the west to the east, they go up and down, I mean north and south, they fluctuate. The bigger region that it covers, for example, you know, the north and south edge may cover from Canada to, you know, Arizona, and that's a big, big wave. It contains a lot of energy, it moves much slower, and when it comes in, it stays there for a long time, that it tend to make the warm days warmer or make the rainy days wetter.
As the jet stream's north-to-south movement becomes more extreme, certain areas are stuck in prolonged weather patterns. For example, warmer and drier in the west and cooler in the east for most of the year. Wong says this explains the discrepancy in 2014 temperatures in the eastern and western U.S. He also says he knows why this jet stream is acting the way it is, and it has a lot to do with climate change.
When there's a temperature rise and continuously rising, it's a global. I mean, this is a global mean temperature. So you will see anomalies. So some place will be hotter than that global mean, some place will be cooler than that global mean.
Wong says one of those hot spots is in the western Pacific Ocean.
In the western Pacific, that's very far away from here, the heat that has built up there, not only in the air, but in the ocean, has a contribution towards this so-called high amplitude wave weather patterns that has become stationary in North America. The water in the western Pacific, the warm water there eventually modify thunderstorms there. These thunderstorms, eventually what they do when they form is they pump up all the heat into the atmosphere again. And that triggers a chain reaction and have the energy catch up by the westerly winds, and then they propagate downstream towards the United States.
This is a significant finding because it ties climate change, a global event, to local weather patterns occurring all over the country. The disrupted weather pattern has affected what Utah weather will look like going forward as well. The winter storms that usually produce our snowpack have gotten broken up before they hit Utah by the stagnant high pressure system in the west, which makes for less frequent and lighter snowfall that gets melted off due to the overall warming of the west. Dr. Wong says it's hard to predict exactly what next year will look like, but the models have shown this trend for some time.
You know, if you put this year and last year combined, they actually fit the story quite well, unfortunately. So there's a reason to believe this will be the tendency for the future.
Dr. Wong is not, however, in the mood to play the I told you so game. He wants to move on from the global warming conversation and start preparing people for future weather events caused by climate change.
Personally, I believe the debate of whether or not we have the global warming or we have increased extremes should be done by now. We should be looking forward. What we should really do is to know the truth and the science behind that. If we know the cause, then we can know what the future may look like with some better confidence.
You can find more information about the work the Utah Climate Center is doing and links to the reports from NASA and NOAA at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Justin Prather.